It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船七下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今，一带一路新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774，www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
，Your bilingual station AM 774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。It's Youth English coming back again, and you're with Rose and Brian.
Wow, Brian.
Wow, Rose.
I feel really good today.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Finally.
今天我们的节目要谈一些这个比较有趣的话题。And the reason we're going to talk about this interesting topic is from Rose Lee's personal experience.
That's right. So about a week and a half ago, I fell and slipped in the shower on top of something ceramic that broke into a million pieces. And so it cut up pretty much my whole backside. So I had to get stitches in 6 different places. But the thing about it is, I was extremely anxious and nervous as soon as it happened. I literally had to tell myself out loud several times, you're going to be okay, you're okay, you're okay, you're alive, you're okay. Literally, because, you know, I told you my arm popped out of place,
yeah.
And I just got cut up everywhere, and I could see blood going everywhere, and I was trying not to, you know, freak out, because if I did, I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know how to handle it. So, you know.
So today we're going to talk about how to handle emergencies.
Yes, how to handle emergencies.
I think what you did was, well, one of the most important things I can come up with.
What is?
Not to panic.
Yes, not to panic. Yes, it's probably the worst thing you can do, because when you panic, you lose all sense of basically reason and logic and what you're really supposed to do. You can't think. And I was a little bit of in a shock, but like I said, I had to tell myself, you're okay, it's okay, you're alive, nothing major, it's okay.
You know, it's easier said than done. I was picturing that scenario myself. I'll probably freak out.
What would you do?
I don't know. I've never come across such scenarios before. What would I do under such situation? I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
今天我们来聊这个如何处理紧急的情况。为什么呢？ Rose Lee 自己啊有过这么一次经验，就在前一段时间啊，这个在浴室里边滑倒了，身上多处受伤，而且胳膊还脱臼了，怎么办呢？可能每个人的选择不一样，但是我觉得最重要的一点就是千万不要慌张啊，一定要保持头脑的冷静。But of course, I would probably not do what you did afterwards.
What did I do?
Cutting up a shirt.
Yeah.
Tie yourself up, call a friend to take you to the hospital.
Yeah, it was just crazy. I mean, I couldn't think of how to get it to stop bleeding. So until then, I kind of just walked around my apartment with bloody legs on top of a towel until I could calm myself down enough to, like, figure out what to do next. And so I said, okay, I was looking in my apartment for everywhere about how to stop the bleeding. And so I figured, okay, I need to find something to tie. And I said, the only thing I can think of are clothes. So I went and I cut up a shirt and it stopped.
You know what? I don't want to bring your bad memories up, but did you feel painful during all this procedure?
It wasn't actually that painful.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You mean like the cuts?
Yeah.
It really wasn't, not that I remember, really wasn't painful. I was just freaked out a little bit because I thought at some point I would feel pain, but it was, the only thing that was really painful was actually the cut on my side, like under my thigh, the big cut, and, but it still didn't hurt that much.
That's what I thought, you know, surprisingly, because, you know, you would imagine you would feel very, very painful if you did something to yourself like that.
Yes, exactly.
But it wouldn't be.
No.
It's actually human nature, surprising enough.
What do you mean?
Is when you're facing something that's really, like some situation really grave, even life-threatening, your brain will tell you to ignore all these non-essential matters. Like,
you're kidding.
Hey, no, I'm not. Yeah, you know, there was a documentary talking about pain, especially how we feel pain, how sometimes we should, but we do not.
Mm-hmm.
A girl, a mountain climber, she fell from, I don't know how many feet that is, but somewhere like 10 meters high,
mm-hmm.
and broke her leg. And you could literally see her bone.
Oh my
pumping
God.
Out, but she did not feel pain.
Wow.
So she thought of every possible means to save herself. Eventually, she saved herself flowing down on the raft along the river and found some people who eventually saved her.
Yeah, yeah. This is, I mean, not like my situation was like serious, but to be honest, I was trying to, you know, I guess they say that when you're in shock, you actually say, oh, it's okay, even though something might be huge. For example, I heard about this guy who was went for a swim in the evening, and there was a shark unknowing to him that actually bit off a chunk of his back.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of said, oh, it's okay, but because he was in shock.
Yeah.
Like, he was trying not to make it a big deal because, so this is kind of what I had to say to myself, is not to make it such a huge deal that it wasn't a big deal.
Well, you know? It was, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know. I mean, it was, and the only, you know, I still say, okay, it's not a big deal, but my first thought, you know, if something had happened to me that was so bad, or anyone else, that they would have passed away, life goes on. You know what I mean? I'm not kidding, it sounds so weird, but I kind of said, you know, life goes on. Why would I take some time to wait, and there's nobody waiting for me, or that's going to pamper me. So.
You know, this might be a funny idea, but did it ever cross your mind to pick up your phone and dial 911?
No, it didn't, because 911 doesn't exist in China.
No. Well, maybe it does.
No, it doesn't, but 110 does.
Actually, it's 120 for medical emergencies.
Oh, it is?
110 is for crimes.
Oh.
Yep, so this is a helpful broadcast. Next time you hurt yourself or see your friends getting hurt, dial 120. Zero.
Oh.
You know what? I'm pretty sure they offer English services.
You know, and I think this is, well, the reason I didn't was because this is another expat issue. So if there are any expats listening, this is another expat issue that I think a lot of them can.
You can either dial
to.
That number or do what Rosalie did.
Yes, which was the first thing I did was I dialed my neighbor, my closest friend here. Thank God she lives about 2 minutes
away
from
me. You know,
that
was a real good move.
Yeah, because I know that if anything happens to me, she's going to be the one to speak up for me and do what is right, what she knows that I know, that she knows that I want and that's best for me. But if I were to go into an ambulance, I know they're not going to take me to some place that's going to take very good care of me. They're just going to take me to the nearest place.
Probably.
And in China, as an expat, you need to know that you're going somewhere where, number one, they can provide a little bit of English service, and two, somewhere that feels a little bit closer to home, which I hate to say because in China people say, oh, yeah, I go to the Chinese
hospitals.
You know,
that wasn't really the right time to seek that comfy feeling.
Probably not, but it is. You know why? Is because when something serious like this happens to you, you need to make sure that your wounds are properly taken care of.
Mm.
You know what I was thinking of? I was thinking, you know what? If I go to a place and they don't properly stitch me, I'm going to, not only is it going to hurt incredibly, like, it's just going to hurt really badly, but also, if they don't do it properly, I could basically get an infection. So I wasn't even thinking just for the time being. I was thinking long term, like, what's going to happen to me in a week, 2 weeks? Is this going to affect my life terribly? So I had to do the thing.
You know what? You stayed extremely calm, and you really thought about so many.
I did.
Not necessary things.
No, but it is necessary. And you know why? It's an expat problem. If it were you, you would know, guess who's going to be there? Your wife's going to be there, your mom, your dad, somebody's going to be there to take you. But also, you're in China. You know that wherever you go, you'll speak enough Chinese to take care of yourself. I know that, and even if we don't speak good enough, even if we do, us expats speak good enough Chinese, the only thing that we know is the care that's given to us that feels closest to home, that feels closely, that's recognizable, right? And that means somewhere, someplace that's clean, someplace that doesn't have all their patients in the hallway, you know, on hospital beds, someplace that you know is going to actually pay attention to you, not just look at you and say, oh, take it to room number 6. You know what I mean? You need someplace that feels a little bit closer to home, that looks comfortable.
Feel the necessity to learn a second language now?
If you're very fluent
in Chinese, I think you can manage that on yourself.
Yes, you know, I'm getting a little bit better every day. Yes, I am. Okay.
所以说遇到这个紧急情况啊，当然紧急情况不同，处理的方式方法呢也会有很多的区别。但是第一点要做到，就是我们刚才说的，千万不要慌张，一定要冷静的思考当下需要做的第一件事是什么啊。当然我们说的第一件事其实就是保持冷静，那下边一件事是什么？很多情况下呢，我们有几种选择，比如说啊，拨打这种紧急号码啊，我们说了，比如说像110啊、120啊等等等等，或者也可以像 Rosely 做的那样，给自己的亲人或者是亲近的朋友打电话寻求帮助啊，不管是让他们帮助想办法也好，还是向他们咨询情况也好。那如果是出现了比如说这个着火的情况啊，或者是遇到了这个盗窃啊、抢劫这种情况啊，那就不用想了，直接110啊、119就可以了。如果是这种医疗上的事故呢，也可以拨打120。但是如果出现了自己不知道怎么应对的情况，一定要保持冷静，想一想如何才能对自己最有利啊，比如说让周围的朋友邻居能够知道自己的处境，或者是自己有什么办法可以脱困，冷静的去思考。To be honest, I don't think I've ever come across anything, you know, to that extent in my life.
Well, okay, so, you know, I posted a few like stuff on Instagram and Facebook because this year has been a bit physically painful. Last year was a little bit emotionally painful. This year was physically painful. So as
you think about the coming year.
I know. Well, I'm praying to God that it's actually financially fruitful.
Well, so
earlier this year, you know that I played rugby. So I injured myself in our first game really badly, my knee, my right knee. I was limping around the first day, literally limping around. I could barely walk, but I went to Stanley Tune, got dinner, and came home.
Okay.
Well,
so you don't really care.
No, I did care, but you know what? I literally could not move my leg and get off my couch for probably 2 or 3 days. I was in so much pain. And the first thing that comes to mind before anything else is that there is no one to help me.
That's not true. You have your friends, you have
your neighbors. No, immediately. Do you know if someone would have heard me and they were living with me, if they would have heard me fall, or if they would have heard, you know, if they knew about my knee, they would have either come to pick me up and made sure I was okay and taken care of me for a few days, or someone would have knocked on the bathroom door and said, are you okay? What happened? Let me help you, right?
Absolutely.
This is the first thing that comes to mind, because when I couldn't not move from rugby a few months ago, and literally it took my knee a few months to heal, I couldn't move. Literally, I couldn't walk in my apartment, and the only thing I could think of all day was if I had even like a child or a husband or a somebody to be with me, then that could be someone that could at least get me medicine or bring me juice or just something very simple, you know? So you really can't underestimate the necessity for other people and important people in your life. And this is kind of what it came down for me.
So ultimate suggestion, get a husband.
Basically, get married.
Or
have a child.
Yeah, this certainly is an expat issue. And I can't help thinking, you know, all those overseas Chinese students, they could run into something quite similar.
Yes, but you know what the thing about Chinese students are that I think that does actually, it's good, it's an advantage, but it's also a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big difference.
They always stick around.
They always stick together.
Mm.
They always stick together, which is really, really good when they're overseas, but it also means that they don't learn much outside of who they are and their surroundings. So it has our advantages and disadvantages. You know, like I said, the person that I have here that I call her my sister, and she calls me her sister, is, you know, she's Chinese. She's here, and she's, you know, I can only expect so much from her, right? You can only expect so much from other people, but family members are the people that you turn to. So this is definitely a huge expat problem, because if you don't literally find the need to surround yourself by people, whether they're good people or bad people, there is no one there to hear you call. This sounds really crazy, but I was thinking to myself when I was sitting on my couch after I injured one knee and then the other knee, if I accidentally fell trying to get up my steps, because I have two steps in my apartment, and I knocked out and choked and died, no one would find me for probably 2 weeks.
Try not to manage that.
Well, you would probably call me for the radio station.
Honestly, did you fall from your two steps of stairs?
No, you wouldn't be like, where are you? You're supposed to be here at 3. So probably I can count on that.
Okay,
but other than that, there's nobody to knock on my door and say, is everything okay?
I don't know if I'm feeling good or bad about it.
You should be feeling good about it. Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, if you are in a foreign country or maybe just a foreign place,
yeah.
You know, if you're only going to a different city, okay, they also speak either Chinese or in the U.S. they speak English. But still, it's a foreign environment. You don't know anyone.
You don't really know anybody.
You're not familiar with the environment. And you would probably, or you would tend to panic a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Rosalie really did a great thing not to.
Well, to be honest, I didn't have a choice.
You didn't have time to think about it.
I didn't have a choice. There's nobody around to say, it's okay, let me take care of you. You're panicking, right?
Mm.
The only person to do that is myself.
Why didn't you call me?
Brian, you don't get up before noon. It was like at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh.
Actually, it was like 6:30 in the morning.
You know, it's such...
That's what time you go to bed.
It was a thing bad enough, but it was even worse for you to fall in the morning.
Oh, right.
Why did you fall in the morning?
Because, you know, I don't know. I should probably fall after 12 when you get up, right?
Wait until I get out
of
bed.
Wait until you get out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, and the first thing I had to think about, which is also crazy, it's one of the first things I had to think about, is who do I call that I know is going to answer, and that I know that's going to answer right away, and that I can rely on to come right away?
Mm.
There's several people I know I can call. Are they going to come within 20 minutes? No. Are they going to take me to the hospital? No. They have their own lives, their own... And, you know, I was actually really upset with one of my closest friends because I still have not seen her. She was supposed to come the evening of the accident, and she said, I'm coming. And then she called me later, and she said, okay, I'll see you Saturday. And it was a Tuesday, which is 4 days later, 5 days later, and I still haven't seen her.
Mm. Well, that friend of Rosalie, don't blame me for this, okay? Rosalie's personal announcement.
That's my personal announcement. I could say her name. No, I'm just kidding. I won't say her name.
Yeah.
No, but you can't really expect people to be who you want them to be. They just are who they are.
Yeah. Well, it was actually pretty fortunate for you to have found that neighbor and also a friend of yours who's Chinese to help you out. But if you didn't even have that option, or if that option failed, what can you do under,
to be honest,
like emergencies like this?
If she didn't answer, I was thinking I would tie myself up, get myself dressed, I would walk outside and try to find a taxi. But in the meantime, I'd text people to find out what's, like, on my WeChat groups, which is the best hospital to go to, the most reliable, and ask them to take me there. And that's
all
I could
do. Don't you, like, just, you know, scream at your neighbors or knock on their door?
No.
Why not? Okay.
Would you like me really to explain?
You don't have to.
Let me tell you.
But you can't.
I'm in China, okay?
All right.
This is a huge difference in Chinese culture. Chinese people are extremely, extremely loyal that I have found. I don't know if it's with other Chinese people or just expats.
Mm.
They're extremely, extremely loyal. They take you, when they take you in, you are their family forever. which is the best feeling.
Mm.
But
probably true.
It takes a lot to get there. There is in between. There is in between with Americans, but with Chinese people, there is no in between. So,
but you don't really have to be their loyal family member or friend for them to help you.
No, like they might. They actually, I have some neighbors. Actually, I love the children in my community.
Mm.
I'm always saying hello to them. Their parents know me. Their IEs know me. But there's one lady who's super sweet. And she said, I just want to help you. I want to make sure, you know, she doesn't speak any English, so I have to sort of try to figure out how to, you know, do it. She lives in my apartment building somewhere. But to be honest, she probably would help me.
Mm.
I think it's because she knows me. But I'm really wary of asking other people who don't know me, even my neighbors, even if they do know me, because it's not their concern.
Mm.
They have their own life. They have their own thing. And even when I got hurt here, it just Chinese people don't get involved. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that. I mean, it could be like that under certain scenarios, but I do believe that most people will still try to help you out, especially, I don't know about other places, but here in Beijing, I believe people will. I will. You know, even if I don't know anyone, like a foreigner like you, who's screaming out, I'm hurt, who can help me, who speaks English? If I can help that girl or man, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And I believe a lot of people will do the same.
Yeah.
But of course, do this only when you're really running out of options. If you have better choices.
Of course. But to be honest, I don't want to waste my time trying to find someone to help me and knowing that just I feel like that they won't, especially if they're my neighbors. So especially in a situation like this, I don't have time to look for people, like spend 20, 30 minutes looking for people to help me.
Mm.
I'm here, I think I just have the attitude, in order to get things done, I have the attitude here that I'm alone, I need to take care of myself, I can only count on one or two close people, and to be honest, when you move to a place that's not your own, different culture, different country, different language, you sort of, all of a sudden, your survival instincts kick in.
Mm.
So one of my survival instincts is to just basically know that I'm alone, and if it comes down to it, I know what to do for myself, because it will always be my last option. And when I run out of options for other people to help me, I know I can help myself.
Mm.
Even if my arm was, like when my arm popped out of place, my first thought was, okay, I have my left arm. What can I do with my left arm? I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. I was like, I can move my left arm. What can I do? I can still walk. Like, these are my first...
You were super, super calm. I'll give you that.
Yeah, just... And you know, it's crazy because I had all this stuff. I just figured, okay, what can be done first? I had all this stuff, you know, in my apartment, just all over my bathroom, blood all over the place. It was just disgusting.
Mm.
You know, and I had to find out where I was cut and how bad it was so that, you know, I could figure out how to do it. And I don't know. This is just what it came to.
Mm. Yeah, and also there are, of course, other emergencies as well. One of my wife's friends, a girl, she's not in Beijing. I wouldn't really mention the name of the city. But she got robbed one night.
Oh, my God.
And the robber took her purse, took one phone. But, you know, she had the time to be smart enough to throw the other very, very important work phone under the other nearby car.
Wow.
Because that phone was very, very important. And she stayed calm enough to tell the robber to take whatever you want, just leave me alone. And she did just that.
Mm-hmm.
So she basically saved herself and saved whatever that's very, very important in that phone.
Wow.
So, you know, stay calm.
Yeah.
Mostly, she was probably too calm, to be honest.
I was probably a little bit too calm. But yeah. Like I said, when you don't have a choice...
Mm.
I mean, you just don't have a choice.
Yeah, that's what you do. You know, stay calm and think about your choices. What option do you have? Can I call someone? Can I just, you know, yell out? Maybe if it's really an emergency. Or what else can I do? You know, that's basically what you do when you encounter an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Or for some other people, like
right.
If your one of your friends is in trouble, what can I do for him or for her at this moment?
Exactly.
Don't just go panic. And, and you know, yelling out when nobody's around.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you save yourself or save some other people, not necessarily when it's life-threatening, mm-hmm. but under, like, extreme situations.
Yeah, mm. absolutely. Yeah, extreme situations, very terrible, but they happen, you know, and I haven't had stitches since I was probably, like, 10 years old. I just had it on my toe.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I think I might need a few stitches.
And, you know, sometimes when these things happen, of course, they're really awful and they hurt at the moment. But yeah. afterwards, it's kind of, I wouldn't say it's fun, but it would become, like, really meaningful in your life.
Yeah, it is. And I'm kind of like, geez, okay, Rosalie, just walk. Don't get hit. Don't anything else this year, you know. You've already had a painful year. Just be careful this year.
Yeah.
You know, the first year that I was here, I actually accidentally stabbed myself a hole in my thumb with a knife. I was cutting, this is another incident, I had a can of corn, and my can opener didn't work. So I took the sharpest knife I have, and I had my hand around it, and I was chop, chop, chop the top, and I missed the top, and I stuck it a hole right through my hand right here, a huge hole I could actually see inside my hand. I started, you know, I don't know if this happens to you, but I started to feel really queasy, like I wanted to vomit. And I said, don't do it. Calm down. Mm. And then the first thing I did was text one of my coworkers, and she came over right away, and she was actually freaking out. And she's like, wow, you're really calm. And I'm like, do I have a choice? Like,
but anyway, just, you know, under these situations, stay calm and figure out your options and choose the best one for you or some other people that's around you.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for being with us. Hopefully that would help. Bye for now. 本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。And I wanna believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you, not today, today.接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。
你知道吗？北京电台首届听友节圆满收官了。
真的吗？什么时候？
所听即所得，北京电台首届听友节暨第七届听众喜爱的名单栏目大型评选活动收官派对将于9月26日盛大开启喽！
精彩表演，嗨翻全场，福利奖品送到手软，还有听众喜爱的名单栏目颁奖典礼点燃全场最高潮！
哇哦，惊喜不断，好戏连连，北京电台听友节收官大 party， 不见不散哦！活动详情请关注微信公众号听友吧。
一名共产党员应该始终怀着对群众的深厚情感，持久责任。注一，助学，助老，助富，募善款，献爱心，全动力。2016，共产党员，让我们一起行动。
Radio 774，
声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
been left but sad memories in these four walls. Thinking back to the moment, all the times you made me smile, I wonder if I'd feel that way again.
'Cause all the love I've known, I carry in my heart forever. When you smile, takes my breath away.
Thought I could go on, but when you left me here so all alone, nothing left to hold.